The European Union has been accused of silencing alternative media after it ordered a ban on a number of Iranian satellite channels, including Press TV. Press TV has launched a petition on Facebook to keep the news channel on air across Europe. Press TV's viewers have slammed the move as illegal and hypocritical. In their comments posted on the news channel's website, they've accused the European Union of double standards. Here's a look at some of the comments.
Shameful act done by the so-called Free West.
Desperate measures by the European Freemasons.
I wish Press TV all the best in your great work, further development, and many, many satisfied viewers and readers all around the world.
So much for these European hypocrites who claim to be for freedom of press. How shameful are these people? After all, what can one expect from these Europeans who colonized many nations and looted them for centuries and are still at it in many places? Shame on you, Europeans.
When Muslims asked the West to stop insulting them, the West claimed its freedom of speech. And now the West bans Press TV. It's a total bias and hypocrisy.
On Monday, European satellite provider Eutelsat SA stopped the broadcast of several Iranian satellite channels and radio stations on order of the European Commission. It is ironic that the decision came just a few days after the European Union was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. The European Union's recent decision to take 19 Iranian TV and radio stations off the air is being viewed as a violation of the most basic human rights.
Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers.
It's definitely infringing upon the free speech rights of the Iranian people and of the rights of the European people to have more alternate news available to them.
Ironically enough, the European Union, which has been trying to portray itself as an advocate of free speech, has given a muted response to caricatures published in a number of EU member states that insulted the Holy Prophet of Islam. Some analysts believe political motives are behind Europe's decision to ban the Iranian channels.
Well, I think the reasoning here is, first of all, political. It has nothing to do with the content of the channels. By doing that, you impose a monopoly of information.
Others say the ban on Iranian media outlets is an attempt to undermine their increasing popularity.
These stations, particularly Press TV, have gained kudos in Europe from people who are rejecting austerity, rejecting this constant state of war, and are looking for an alternative outlook on what is happening in the world. In the EU, unelected European Commission, maybe, we don't know yet, or the European Council, which is made up of government ministers, free from any democratic control, have taken these channels off because actually they're growing in popularity in certain cases in Europe itself.
Iranian TV channels have condemned the move as an unjustified violation of the right to free speech. They say they are paying the price for broadcasting news from an alternative viewpoint. Some critics believe the move should as well raise the alarm for other critical voices in Europe.
And if they can do it to 19 Iranian news outlets, the European Union might be thinking of doing it to other European news outlets in Europe, which are radical and critical themselves, because they do not want radical, critical voices at a time of austerity when the EU is waging an economic war and social war on its own population.
Well, despite the ban, we are still available to our European viewers. If you are in Europe, this is how you can watch Press TV. We have the information right there for you. The satellite is Eutelsat Hotbird 13B, the frequency 12015 megahertz horizontal, the symbol rate 27500, with the FEC being 3/4. And our European viewers can also watch Press TV's programs live on our website as well at presstv.com. Well, joining me now live from Beirut is Mr. Eugene Darbous, professor of Notre Dame University. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Darbous. Well, Arqiva, the US-based communications infrastructure and media services company, has told us that the ban on the 19 Iranian television and radio channels was ordered by the EU. Now, many of our own viewers, they've been reacting to this ban. They're saying freedom of speech has become a selective and political issue now for the EU. What do you think?
Well, I would disagree that this is actually an attempt to ban freedom of expression. I do see it in the context of the sanctions against Iran. But the net result is the same. Whether it's because of the sanctions or because of the content of Net TV, of Press TV, the result is that voices that are critical of European and American foreign policy are being banned. This is not the first time this has happened. If you recall in the war between NATO and Serbia, one of the primary targets of the American bombers when they bombed the capital of Serbia, Belgrade, was to knock out the TV stations and radio stations, killing many journalists and technicians in the process.
Right, so the question here is, when you say that this is as a result of the sanctions, the expanded sanctions now that are being put on Iran, the EU Council, for instance, confirming that those sanctions are now including RIB, the question that comes to mind is why should sanctions include television broadcasts, radio stations? I mean, doesn't that go against the principle of free speech? And if so, what kind of law do we need to stop this from happening, or what action can Iran take to protest?
Well, interestingly enough, I think this is actually going to be a positive development for Press TV and Iranian television, because the discussion about it will make people aware. Once you ban something, interest increases. I think I would hope that you will see a significant increase in your viewership online through the internet. People are going to say, oh, Press TV, I haven't heard of that, or I haven't paid attention. There must be a reason why the Europeans are blocking it. So I would say this is going to be is going to backfire on the Europeans by giving a lot of attention to the Iranian position. Secondly, your question about sanctions, I mean, we can argue the issue of sanctions separately, but these kind of areas like media, education, sports, are one of the areas that are only applied very, very late. If you look at the sanctions that were applied against South Africa, cultural exchange is one of the very last things that you want to deal with, because you want to have an exchange between your opponent or even your enemy in this case. So I think it's a very, very unfortunate decision on the part of the European Union.
Right. And another analyst that we were speaking to, Mr. Dubb, was telling us that we shouldn't view this in the context of just confrontation between Iran and the European Union, but this should also be seen as a confrontation between the EU and its own citizens, when it is depriving them of this right to watch the channels that they could watch if they wanted to.
Indeed, that is the case, but I wouldn't say that this is going to block their access to the Iranian media. As I said, it's probably going to increase interest in it. And I think especially Eastern Europeans, the ones who recently were under communist dictatorships, are going to be very sensitive about the fact that, again, they have governments that are telling them what they're allowed to watch.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Eugene Dubois, professor of Notre Dame University, joining us there live from Beirut.